All right, here is today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, Amazon, Alexa, now they've got a Big Mouth Billy Bass. Remember those?
You bet I do.
Oh, but it's got Alexa built in.
It's going to be
so
huge.
So if you've been thinking, what in the world could we get Jason and Tony for Christmas?
Or you have that person that's hard to figure out.
But mostly about Jason and Tony, for Christmas.
Well, we ain't easy to figure out. Yeah, but right, yes, more importantly is if Jason and I get this.
You can pre-order these now. I'm guessing they're going to be ready for Christmas because they're from Amazon now.
And let me say this. Next to the Deer rear end bottle opener, this is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, everybody remembers Big Mouth Billy Bass, right?
Right.
There's a new version, and now it's powered by Alexa.
Everyone's favorite talking and singing fish now responds to Amazon Alexa voice commands.
Yeah.
Just pair Big Mouth Billy Bass with your preferred device in the Amazon Echo family and let the fun begin.
Yeah, let the
Billy
fun begin.
Billy lip syncs with Alexa as she responds to inquiries, reacts to timers, notifications, and alarms, and dances to the beat with Amazon music. Big Mouth Billy Bass automatically updates with Alexa upgrades, so he always has the most current responses and capabilities. Big Mouth.
Yes, yes to Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yes, want it now.
Oh my gosh! And so you can talk to it like you do Alexa, and then it'll dance. You can set an alarm, and Big Mouth Billy Bass will tell you about it.
This sings along with your favorite songs.
Yeah.
You get a singing fish on your wall now.
I have no idea what took them so long.
No kidding.
I mean, this just makes sense. Thank you, Amazon.
It's like God shined a light down from heaven. He said, here.
If you need that link, you can just search for it on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now. And if you want our address or where to send it to, just give us a call. I mean,
a place on the wall where we can put it. I've already got it cleared out right here.
Let's do
it. On this right here, right behind me.
Maybe we can get that for each other if no one gets it for us.
I'll go $20 on it.
We also discuss some of the funniest words in the English language. The University of Alberta, I guess, run out of things to research.
I had an Aunt Alberta.
Yeah, they named this university after her.
No, they did.
They did, too. Yeah, their football team's the Fighting Moomoos.
Wow. That don't sound like my Aunt Alberta. She's married to Sylvan. There's good people. Love them both.
They, the University of Alberta, they've come up with what they say are the funniest words in the English language.
All right, let's have them.
They say the funniest words are upchuck, bubby, boff, wriggly, yaps, giggle, guffaw, puffball, and jiggly.
Jiggly.
Okay, jiggly. Jiggly got me.
I don't even know what they are, boff.
I don't know what boff is. Upchuck, we all know what that is.
Jiggly's fun to say.
Yeah. But jiggly's the best one out of all that. That should be number one. I'll tell you another one. Spatula.
Spatula?
If you just say it, it's just funny to say spatula.
It's fun to say. So's thistle.
Thistle. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
It's like a flower and a color, I think, but it's just fun to say. Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, that's good.
Squeegee.
Squeegee.
Love saying squeegee.
Dude, that's a funny word, too.
Yeah. It wipes windows.
Yeah.
And that was just fun to say.
It's fun, and it wipes windows.
Yeah. And mothers can discipline children with them. My mom did. You ever been whooped with a squeegee?
And look how good you turned out.
That's right.
Today had a little spat, an argument maybe, about which, if you had to pick a Christmas movie to go forever between these two, Elf or Christmas Story, what would it be? Up on Facebook this morning, it's, what was it, Christmas Movie Madness Tournament?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's a contest right here.
Today's is very difficult. One of these has to go, Elf or The Christmas Story.
I didn't think it was that difficult until you and I had this discussion a second ago.
Here's what everyone's saying. Nathan Harrell says, Will Ferrell got triple dog dared to get out. See ya, Elf.
Wow.
Daniel Harris, Elf. Gene Austin Bilbrey, Elf. Sonia Nash, Elf.
Morning, Sonia, Gene, everybody.
Teresa Gilbert, one for the Christmas Story. And Beth LaFever says, Christmas Story, loathe that movie.
Beth.
What's to loathe about it?
Beth. Yeah, that's a Christmas must. It's a staple.
Well, it is, but so is Elf.
Now, here's where...
Elf is a classic Christmas movie now. I'm sorry, it is.
Well, I'll give
it's
you...
It's reached the ranks of Toy Story, or Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, Christmas with the Cranks.
Now, that's a long stretch,
no,
Jason.
I don't think so. I think Elf is fully established itself as a Christmas classic tradition movie.
I'll give you, it is funny. There are parts of Elf that, and in the end, whenever the Christmas spirit makes it fly, I mean, there's awe in it.
Uh-huh.
And there's Christmas, love in it.
Right. And it's funny. So.
It's funny, but it's not the Christmas Story.
Well, no, Christmas Story is a classic. I said that. I'm just saying Elf is also now a classic. And that if I had to get rid of one, I'd probably get rid of Christmas Story.
Jason.
If I had to, if Santa came down and threatened to Chuck Norris me, and he said, "Ho ho ho, Jason, you got to pick one to go. What would it be? Ho ho ho!" I'd be like, "It's got to be Christmas Story, Santa."
I just didn't know this about you.
Well, I just love Will Ferrell. He's the new Chevy Chase, as far as I'm concerned.
No, yeah, he is funny.
Yeah.
But A Christmas Story is the...
And any movie with James Caan in it is good, too. Elf's got James Caan.
What?
I mean, that's...
But Bob Newhart. I know that he's in the Elf. Best cameo.
Right.
But it still doesn't touch the Christmas Story, the leg lamp.
Oh, the leg lamp is fantastic.
Hung to the light pole.
Yes, it's great. I love that movie, too. I'm not besmirching that movie, but if I had to pick right now, this very instant, it'd be the one to go. I've seen it so many times, it's in my head. I can close my eyes and see that movie no matter what.
All right.
You know, it's one of my favorite dad jokes throughout the year. If I see something that says fragile on it,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, fragile. Must be Italian. And, of course, that brought up other Christmas movies.
Of course.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
It's going all right, man. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, I didn't hear anything about Jingle All the Way with old Arnold.
Oh, that's a good movie, too.
That's hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good Christmas movie, but it's still
I think hilarious is a little strong of a word for any movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger's in. Just going to throw that out there, but it is a good movie.
It's hilarious.
And you know what he went through to get his boy that action figure?
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
It was. I mean, it's a great story.
Yeah, he did more than I do.
Arnold loves his son more than I do, that's for sure.
Here's a Frisbee, son.
I mean, he really likes his kid, but whatever.
Yeah, it was a bowl of dog treats for you.
That's awesome, man.
You guys sound great, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See ya. Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Voluntary man-snotter. Voluntary man-snotter is when a woman deliberately blows her nose on men. Voluntary man-snotter.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. And the best country lyric that was never written. And now... Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She told him once to go away. The second time she told him with pepper spray. Psst, psst, psst.
Go away.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And Officer Smith Wesson dropped by to crack down on stuff.
Hello! This is Captain Commander Lieutenant Master Sergeant and Red Cross Bell Ringer Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on intoxicated Santas! Every year around the holidays it happens.
a Santa Claus look-alike will show up at a store to fill people with cheer. But along the way, Santa gets filled with bourbon. It's hard enough to drive a car intoxicated. It's even harder to fly a sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Yeah, I took the kids to the store to sit in Santa's lap, but when we got to him, his pants were wet. He smelt like pee, and he told the kids he was really Batman.
These poor children had their hopes and dreams destroyed. Now, the post-traumatic shock will leave these kids vulnerable to a life of depression and darkness. There's a thin line in one letter between Santa and Satan.
The kids are doing a little better. The youngest in there still doesn't talk, and the middle one over there wears that trash can on her head, but she did that before Santa peed on himself.
It's still wrong! It's still illegal, and I'm sure Miss Claus and the elves are affected by Santa's poor decisions, and that's why I'm cracking down!
Brought to you by PassPib. People against Santa peeing in his britches.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All right, a 73-year-old Vietnam vet named Stanley Stoles passed away in Omaha, Nebraska last Sunday.
Oh, sad.
And no one could locate any family. Zero family. Nobody.
Stanley, the
Stan had veteran, nobody.
He died alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The newspaper up there ran an online announcement that said anyone who wanted to go to his funeral was welcome to attend. Well, I love this. It's our friend Jason Spicoli at the Morning Fiasco up in Omaha. He's a radio guy, and he saw this and was like, "I'm going. Y'all come with me.
Well,
let's all go together." And then hundreds of people showed up for this man's funeral. Oh. And it's powerful to hear them talk about it.
First, it came out that no immediate family was going to be there. So I thought, I'll be there. He needs to be. He needs to be honored.
Veterans, we're all family with each other. That's just the way we roll.
This is amazing. It's beautiful. This is what people from Nebraska do.
He would definitely be touched.
I think anybody would be honored.
I just think it's amazing how many people came out today to support this man who left this world not knowing that anybody was here to support him. And there's so many people here to support him in the freezing weather. Just to show that there's people who care about you no matter who you are.
That's true. Boy, to those hundreds of people who showed up for Stanley Stoltz's funeral, all of y'all are real good. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This has been In Case You Missed It.